New York City Health Department Sexually Transmitted Disease Clinics, 2014.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming. So again, I'll be talking today about discrepant measures of HIV linkage to care within the New York City Health Department. In this presentation, I'm going to explain the structure of the New York City Health Department and their current definitions of for successful linkage to HIV care. And then I'm going to discuss our methods of data collection, the reasons for these discrepancies, and finally go over our plans to address these issues. So first, let me give you a little bit of context. In New York, reporting of viral load in CD4 is mandated by law. This information is documented in the New York City HIV Registry, which is housed within the Bureau of HIV at the New York City Department of Health. A separate bureau, the Bureau of STD Control, operates 8 STD clinics throughout New York City and identifies about 10% of new HIV diagnoses annually. We track our own linkage to care progress through documentation recorded in our homegrown electronic medical record. For the duration of this presentation, I'll be referring to it as an EMR. Further, it's worth mentioning that the linkage to care definitions of each bureau are also different. Within the New York City STD clinics, successful linkage to care is identified as confirmed attendance at an HIV medical care facility within 90 days of diagnosis. Within the HIV surveillance registry, linkage to care is defined as HIV viral load or CD4 test ordered by a New York City facility 8 to 91 days after diagnosis. So in 2012, using HIV surveillance data, the Bureau of HIV began generating linkage to care and viral suppression reports for providers of HIV diagnostics and care. Since the STD clinics make about 10% of new HIV diagnosis in New York City each year and refer these individuals to care, we received one of these reports. To our surprise, when we got this report, we saw that as a group, the Health Department STD clinics, housed again within the separate Bureau of STD Control, performed rather poorly. However, when we looked at our own data in the STD electronic medical record, our numbers were higher. So our objective was to figure out why these numbers look so different. So having these structures and definitions in mind and looking at the numbers, the New York City STD clinic data obtained through our EMR showed that 82% of New York City's newly diagnosed HIV positive patients were successfully linked to care in 2014. However, the HIV surveillance data indicated a rate of 69%. This means that, according to HIV surveillance data, that 31% or 93 patients diagnosed at STD clinics did not receive timely linkage to HIV care. To ascertain the reasons for this large discrepancy, we have examined the linkage data from each of the two sources, again, the HIV surveillance reports and the STD electronic medical record. We obtained a line list of the 298 New York City diagnosed patients from the New York City HIV Surveillance Registry and conducted a match to the STD EMR data. For those where a discrepancy existed, we further investigated by contacting the HIV referral facility for that patient. So our findings are shown in the table here. As you can see, the HIV surveillance data is listed on the top, whereas the STD EMR data is listed on the left-hand side there. First, I'd like to focus, so there's two numbers I'd like to focus on. First, I'd like to focus on the patients considered linked to care by the HIV Surveillance Registry, but considered not linked by the STD EMR data. These 10 patients fell into two categories. 4 patients refused a linkage to care referral, and 6 patients accepted a referral, but through our follow-up efforts were not linked to care. What this means is that these 10 patients linked themselves to HIV care on their own without assistance from the STD clinics and was not documented in our electronic medical record. Now I want to go back and talk about these 49 patients that the HIV Surveillance Registry considered not linked to care but were documented as successfully linked in the STD EMR data. Those 49 patients were further investigated by contacting the HIV referral provider for additional information, and through that process we found that they fell into 1 of 7 categories. So this pie chart breaks down where these patients fell. A little over a quarter of our patients had no record of attendance at selected HIV referral facilities, which means there was a documentation error on the STD clinic's part. Another, about a quarter, attended their first appointment but did not complete the required labs to be considered linked to care in the HIV surveillance registry, which means there was an issue with the facility where we referred our patient. 20% were linked after 90 days and were documented incorrectly in the SCD-EMR. 16% had labs complete within 0 to 7 days after diagnosis, which is not captured in the HIV surveillance registry. 10% were linked to care outside of New York City, and one patient provided alternate identifying information to the referral facility, and another patient was found to be HIV negative after additional testing. So with all this being said, there are a few things to note. First, each bureau serves a different purpose. The STD clinic's involvement stops at linkage confirmation. Individual patients' progression to viral suppression has not been a clinical focus because we are referring patients out to more permanent care facilities. The STD clinics only diagnose and refer patients, and we monitor linkage to care as a measure of quality assurance. The Bureau of HIV tracks not only new diagnoses, but the continuum of HIV care, as their desired outcome is for every HIV-positive patient to stop onward transmission. This is measured by linkage and retention in care. Further, it's also worth repeating that these linkage to care definitions have traditionally served two separate purposes. The Bureau of HIV's definition is based on moving the patient again along the continuum of HIV care and getting the patient to viral suppression, whereas the STD clinic definition is based on the patient successfully being transferred from our STD clinics where they were diagnosed to an HIV care facility who can provide more comprehensive care. The only thing under the STD clinic control is to get the patient to that referral facility. This has also shed some light on where we should be referring our patients for HIV follow-up care. It became evident that a large number of our patients attended appointments but were not engaged in the appropriate testing on the day of their visit. We must ensure that our patients are referred to facilities that are able to quickly conduct the necessary labs and start patients on ARTs to encourage progression along the HIV care continuum. This is not only important for New York City, but it may be also beneficial to other jurisdictions to look into their referral networks to ensure that their patients are being referred to adequate HIV care facilities. With all this in mind, there are areas for New York City Health Department STD clinic improvement. First, we must ensure that our referral appointments are both scheduled and documented correctly in our STD electronic medical record and at the referral facilities with which we provide appointments. Second, reinforcing the importance of timely linkage to care with all clinic staff can help ensure adequate linkage efforts are made. Third, enforcing a requirement of STD clinic staff to collect information on viral load and CD4 testing when contacting the HIV care facilities. This will help bridge the gap between the Bureau of HIV definition and the STD clinic definition of linkage to care. And lastly, we sometimes operate in silos of acronyms and jargon, and though we may use similar terminology, and these terms cannot always be assumed to be equivalent in one area or the other. As we saw in this presentation, even within the same health department, two separate bureaus had different definitions for linkage to care. So what are we going to do to address these issues? One of the ways we're hoping to encourage these efforts is through our expanded HIV services. One of the new services we will be providing at our STD clinics is for newly diagnosed HIV patients. We will soon be providing rapid initiation to ART and navigation services for linkage to care. And we have hired at least two patient navigators per clinic who have received extensive training on HIV linkage to care to facilitate better linkage outcomes. This will also help decrease the burden on current staff that we have in our clinics. Lastly, we're updating our STD-EMR to better capture linkage to HIV care, which will be more aligned with the Bureau of HIV definition of successful linkage. With these improvements, we're extremely hopeful that we'll be able to improve our linkage to care efforts and ultimately the sexual health of New Yorkers. With that, I want to thank you for your time and open it for questions.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for that talk. Can you tell us why the Bureau of HIV would not count 0 to 7 lab tests in their definition of successfully linked?
Yeah, thank you, Robin. So the Bureau of HIV did a validation study, actually, and they do not capture the 0 to 7. They have a 0 to 7 day lag because they found that a vast majority of the labs conducted during that 0 to 7 day period were representative of diagnostic tests and not necessarily linkage to care efforts.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? I was also curious about the 0 to 7 days,
yeah.
So thanks for that explanation. I had a probably quick question.
Sure.
There was a small group of people that had incomplete labs. It sounds like they showed up at the referral facility.
Yes.
But then they had incomplete labs. And I think that you had said that, can you explain that a little bit more and what was going on? Because I was wondering if they were just got there and said, I don't want any more needles, I don't want anything else, and left. So
we couldn't get very deep into giving you exact answers, but some of our thoughts were that either the patient was uninsured and they had to go through that process before they were able to get their laboratory work done. And in some situations, the patient went and was seen by the social worker first and then didn't finish their appointment to get the necessary blood work done.
Thanks. We have another question.
Hi, Maureen Scahill from Rochester, New York. Do you did I understand your slides to say that you are now going to draw labs as in viral load and CD4 counts in the STD program?
So preliminary, yes. We are still going to be linking patients out to more permanent care facilities. We have the opportunity to provide rapid ART initiation. So part of that will be conducting viral load and CD4 testing in our lab, in our
So
STD
you could
clinics.
Do that on the day someone tests positive and draw additional labs or whatever?
That is correct.
That's great. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.